The FM Omnichannel 95.1 Chicago presents The Medical Minute, sponsored by the Chicago Department of Public Health.
It's The Medical Minute, and I'm joined by the one and only Dr. Candace Robinson from the Chicago Department of Public Health. Good morning, Dr. Candace.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
Fabulous. Fabulous every day. Let's get right into it. Our seniors, our sexy seasoned seniors. Why is it so important for our seniors to be taken care of with this vaccination?
You know, seniors are really important. Our seniors are at the highest risk of severe illness with COVID-19. And that risk of illness increases with age, with the highest risk in our oldest adults.
Okay.
So, for example, people in their 50s are at higher risk for severe illness than people in their 40s. People in their 60s and 70s are at higher risk than those in their 50s. And the greatest risk for severe illness from COVID-19 is among those 85 years and older. So it's very important that we have our seniors protected by this vaccine.
What efforts now are in place to help them get vaccinated? You know, last time we talked, you had to make an appointment online. You had to go on your computer. Is that still the way to make an appointment to get vaccinated?
So now there are multiple ways to make an appointment to get vaccinated. You can still go online, get information from our website, or sign up via ZocDoc, which is an appointment system that has appointments on it. But now there's also a call center where seniors can call to have appointments made. That phone number is 312-746-4835. And you can call through that number. Seniors can get appointments at the United Center, which is one of our large vaccination sites, and local senior events in their area if there are any going on.
Who qualifies and how do they get registered? And give me that number one more time and Vox Docs.
Absolutely. That phone number is 312-746-4835. Now, to be all our seniors, that's persons 65 years of age and older.
Uh-huh.
And so they can call that number to get appointments for vaccination through the United Center or through local senior events if those are occurring in their area.
Some of the biggest questions, Dr. Candace Robinson, Chicago Department of Public Health. This is the Medical Minute. Are the side effects from the vaccine? What can you share and what can we expect?
Absolutely. So the most common side effects after the vaccine are either what we call local reactions. That includes pain or swelling or redness right at the site where you got the vaccine, right at the injection site. And then there also can be what we call systemic side effects, which are like fever, chills, tiredness, headache, et cetera. Now, side effects, they're mainly mild and they're generally only last for a couple of days and then they go away on their own. So you can expect, some people to have those after vaccination. That's not a sign that anything's wrong. That's a sign that your immune system is working. So, you want to make sure that you know that it's a possibility to have, those local reactions or some of those side effects after the vaccine. Take good care of yourself. Yeah, if you have a local reaction like swelling or redness or irritation at the site, you can use a cool compress on that area to help make it better.
Now, are there more side effects when you have the second dose?
Certainly. So in the clinical trials, people reported side effects more often after the second dose than after the first dose. However, again, those side effects were generally mild, lasted a couple of days, and went away on their own.
And you still have to wear your mask after you take the shot. Don't think this is like a free jail card or something like that. Well, everything is okay. I took my shot. Now I can go out there and play without a mask.
Absolutely. So, we still recommend that even after you get your vaccine, if you're out in public, you still continue to wear your mask, keep washing your hands, and, keep doing the things that you need to do to remain safe in this pandemic.
The one and only Dr. Candace Robinson, Chicago Department of Public Health. It's our Medical Minute. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thank you, too.
This has been the Medical Minute, brought to you by the Chicago Department of Public Health. If you have any questions about the COVID-19 vaccine, go to our Facebook page and post them in the comments under the post announcing this segment.